AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It was him. Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers began his defense with those words, "This hour, closing arguments are beginning." Tsarnaev's lawyers are expected to continue to try to convince the jury that he was just a follower of his older radicalized brother Tamerlan, who was killed during a shootout with police. Our Shelley Adler on what happens next.
If the Boston Marathon bomber is convicted, which is widely expected given his lawyers admitted he participated in the bombings, the same jury will hear additional evidence in the second phase of the trial to determine his punishment. The jury has two choices, life in prison or the death penalty.
Rolling Stone's not going to fire anyone, but this morning its website asks in very large letters, "What went wrong?" It's been blasted for misreporting a story about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia, and now Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism has issued a blistering review of the mistakes it says the magazine made. Our Larry O'Dell is in Richmond.
Multiple failures in the process of reporting, editing, and vetting the story. The Rolling Stone apologized and formally retracted the story, and the writer of the story also apologized and said that she would not make these kind of mistakes again.
Overseas now to the Vatican, where Pope Francis is pressing the international community to do something about the killing of Christians in several parts of the world. We should not, he says, look the other way. President Obama is calling the tentative nuclear deal worked out with Iran last week a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to keep Tehran from getting the bomb. He told the New York Times Iran will not get a nuclear weapon on his watch. This is AP Radio News. Some surprising information this morning about the murderous attack on a university in Kenya last week. 148 people killed. And our Chris Torsha reports from Nairobi that we're now getting a clearer picture of how long it took for security forces to respond. And we're learning more about one of the attackers.
Currently, there's a lot of focus on the government response to the attack, questions about whether security forces responded quickly and effectively enough. And there's also, of course, an investigation underway. One of the gunmen who attacked the college has been identified. In fact, he turned out to be the son of a government official in Kenya.
A prosecutor in Turkey reportedly has ordered internet providers to block social networking sites, including Twitter and YouTube. This after postings of photos that show militants pointing a gun at a prosecutor who died last week in a shootout between the police and the militants who were holding him hostage. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.